In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The text for our devotion this evening, as we look at the wondrous name of wondrous love, truth, is recorded in John chapter 18, reading there verses 37 and 38. "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying, 'I am a king.' In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. With this he went out again to the Jews and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him." This is the word of our Lord. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, your fellow redeemed. Someone once observed that one child can ask so many questions that even 10 wise men could not answer them. And not that that's a bad thing. Children have great curiosity. We might even say that that's their middle name. And they want to know the answers to their questions. They want to learn. Pontius Pilate, obviously, was not a child, but being a man of his time, being a man of the philosophy and thinking of his age, Pilate had questions too. This evening, we hear him ask that famous question of Lent, when he said to Jesus, "What is truth?" We want to understand right away that Pilate didn't ask the wrong question. That wasn't his problem. Pilate's problem was that he didn't listen to the right answer. That he didn't see standing right before him the very thing that he needed to hear more than anything. Instead of listening and heeding what he thought really didn't even exist, Pilate turned on his heels and walked away from his opportunity. Earlier on Maundy Thursday, the night before, among his discourses with his disciples in the upper room, Jesus had told them, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Did you notice that Jesus didn't say to them, "I am truthful"? He is God, and indeed he is that. He didn't say to his disciples, "I speak the truth." He did that, just like the prophets, just like the apostles would do after him. Jesus didn't speak in those terms, though, because he is much more than those things. He is the truth itself. He is particularly the truth of our salvation, of our forgiveness. What did Jesus mean when he said to Pontius Pilate, "I am the truth"? Well, this evening, as we look at that name of wondrous love, we'll, as the children of God, get the answer to our question, and we do well to listen to it. See, first of all, that Pilate mistakenly thought that there is no truth. And then secondly, we'll see that Jesus answered him as he did because Jesus wanted Pilate to use this opportunity to know the truth. I mentioned Maundy Thursday evening, a little bit later, after Jesus had spoken those words, and after he was arrested and bound, he was taken to the palace of the high priest. And there the Sanhedrin met in secret illegal session and found Jesus guilty of blasphemy. As a servant state, however, they had lost the power of capital punishment. And so in the morning, as soon as Pilate's court opened, they would take Jesus there, bring their charges against him, hoping that Pilate would pronounce the death sentence. They had a little bit of a problem, though, in the fact that the crime, the sin that they found Jesus guilty of, falsely, I might add, of blasphemy, was not a charge that would have carried any weight in Pilate's venue. They would have come accusing Jesus of some religious crime, and Pilate would have said, I don't have time for this. This has got nothing to do with me. Leave. But it didn't take them long to come up with a plan, a scheme, where they would accuse Jesus of a political crime, of a legal crime, of speaking against the emperor. And so they found these new charges. They knew that once they made them, Pilate would have to investigate them. Because he couldn't just, as a servant of Rome, dismiss a claim that somebody was a king who was trying to lead a revolt. And so in the morning, very early at dawn, when Pilate was holding court there in Jerusalem, the Jews took Jesus and they said, we have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Christ a king. We know, don't we, that those charges were a lie, that they were false. In fact, Jesus had said, pay your taxes, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. But Pilate had to investigate, so we understand why Pilate questioned Jesus. And it was a very legitimate question that he addressed directly to Jesus, which Jesus answered rightly and truthfully. Pilate asked him, are you a king? And Jesus' response was, I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Well, when Pilate heard that part, about the best question that he could, best comeback he could raise in his heart, was a question, what is truth? We really are not surprised by this answer at all, particularly as I mentioned that Pontius Pilate was a man of his age. He was a man of his culture. And in the culture and age that Pilate lived, very few people actually thought that there was anything that you could call objective truth. Politically, also religiously, and also morally. So Pilate really seems to be indicating by his words, if he had put that in a statement, there is no truth. There is nothing absolute. Pilate's only truth was simple. There is no truth. There is nothing absolute. Pilate, we could call a skeptic. We could call him an agnostic. He was a child of the age that postmodern man is in today, that there are no absolutes. Postmodern man still asks that question, doesn't he? What is truth? Politically. Did you ever hear two sides of an argument make the same statement and claim they both have the truth and they mean entirely the opposite of one another? Postmodern man says, my thing may be truth to me, but it may not be truth to you, and vice versa. Or some things maybe were true to people back then when they weren't quite so enlightened and evolved, but now that they're smarter, They've come to see that those things are no longer true. And so they've created for themselves new truths. We know those kinds of questioning of the kinds of truths that really are important to us. We won't get into those whole political questions this evening. But we know the scriptural ones, don't we? Did God, an all-powerful creator, make the heaven and earth and everything in them? Or did it all come about by a big bang? Is man really the height and the crown of God's creation? Or is he just further up the evolutionary ladder than other animals? Is man an animal who can go around like all animals and be sexual under all conditions without anything called marriage that is necessary and proper with God to have sexual relations? Or can man, as just another animal, enjoy sexual relations at a whim? Is there a moral standard that is absolute, or is it all relative? Is Jesus Christ the only way to heaven through faith in Him, or is man also saved by his works? All beliefs, postmodern man thinks, are equal in value and are equal in validity. You and I, by God's grace, know the right answer to Pilate's question, don't we? Pilate didn't see it standing right there in front of him, and Pilate thought and believed that there was no truth. And yet Jesus still told him what the truth was so that he would know the truth. So he would have the opportunity to see and to hear the Savior, the Son of Man, come into the world. By God's grace, you and I know, K-N-O-W, the truth. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we recognize Jesus standing in front of us as our Savior from sin, as the God-man, who is the only truth about the way of salvation. Did you notice that Jesus answered Pilate's question before he even asked it? Jesus told Pilate what the truth is even before Pilate asked what the truth is. Jesus told him, "I came into the world to testify to the truth." Pilate would have thought Jesus was very narrow-minded, really backwards, we dare say, to claim that he and he alone spoke the truth and is the truth, and that anyone who belongs to the truth would listen to what he has to say. But truth was standing there, and he wouldn't listen to the Son of God. The name of wondrous love, truth, always confronts us in Jesus so that we know it. Jesus is the truth who is truthful and speaks the truth in the law when he points out our sins to us in the Word and reminds us the consequences of our sins. How foolish the disciples were not to listen to the truth when he said, "The spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Pray that you don't enter into temptation." Don't you and I know how true that is? That is the truth from the truth? But Jesus also shows us that he forgives us, that he doesn't hold our sins against us, that he's covered our sins and we are righteous in his blood. He is the truth, and there is no need to search out any other truth. You and I don't really need, and we can well do without, so many of the things in this world and life that people argue about whether or not they're the truth. But we, by God's grace, have and know that name of wondrous love. I am the truth. and I speak the truth in my word. Jesus Christ is truth in action. He stepped out of heaven into this earth. He covered over, for the most part, his deity in his humanity. He was born in a manger, and as Moses was lifted up, or rather, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Romans lifted up the Son of Man on the cross, so that all could look on him and be saved as the truth of God's grace. Pilate had the opportunity, but didn't listen. Now, Eastern tradition has it that Pontius Pilate did later in life become a Christian. And we can only hope and pray that when Jesus sowed this seed, that it did somehow take root in Pilate's heart, and maybe later it was nourished and watered by the gospel, and that Pilate did come to realize later the reality of who was before him. But that's one of those things we have to wait till we get to heaven to discover. Jesus points us to the truth through the Apostle Paul, where he writes to Timothy, "From infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." We know the truth of how sinners become saints, how God's enemies become God's children, how the slaves of sin become servants of the living Lord. We need to listen to Jesus, to drink in his word, to, as Jesus says, diligently study the Scriptures, for they testify about me. Children have a way of asking questions, and to their credit, they generally listen to the answers. Lord God, make us always willing to ask the right questions about our salvation and about our lives as Christians. But even more than that, enable us to always listen, to always hear and know that answer to that all-important question, what is truth? And enable us to treasure Jesus' answer, I am the truth, because that is his name of wondrous love. Amen.